Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to the Elders Show. Hallelujah. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. I'm Elder Eliah, and I have a brother, Elder Yair, with us again. And we do thank Yahuwah Almighty for giving us another opportunity to come before you tonight. Hallelujah. We know we have a blessed show in store for tonight. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. A lot is going on, but before we get into it, want to stop, and we do have a title for the show. Hallelujah. Thanks to Elder. Woe unto them who call good evil and evil good. Hallelujah. Hmm. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Hallelujah. Hmm. You're going to see what we're talking about here in a few minutes. We have scripture reading for that, and it's found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, reading out of the KJV. It says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So where is the Ruach taking us with this? This world, the way they portray things, the way they propagandize things, the so-called media, you know, their version of Truth Network, supposed to be factual, right? Unbiased reporting. You can look at it like this. What you're hearing from them, they're calling good evil and evil good. When you hear somebody come across the airways, well, you don't hardly hear much of it anymore, but it's some truth just happened to seep through, you know, seep through the cracks, because you don't hear much truth on public airways anymore. But when a little semblance of truth just managed to get through the cracks, they'll jump on it right away, and they'll refer to that. They'll give it an evil report. They'll call it conspiracy theory. They'll say that's not factual science. And they'll get their fact checker out. And guess who does the fact checking? They themselves. You heard of the Fox Garden Hen House theory. Well, that's the same principle applies here. They're supposed to go back and check. The devil is supposed to go back and research and give you the truth. Okay, so that's what you're getting. This scripture is so relevant. It's been relevant for eons of time. It's not any more relevant than it is at this hour right now, because that's what you're seeing. You're seeing good being reported as evil and evil being reported as good. Elder Aya, I came across this notification, and they sent it to the mail, and they're updating all the gyms around here. You want to work out, you know, you know, your fitness centers, Lifetime Fitness, all these gyms, Gold's Gym, and then your local YMCAs and all that stuff. Okay, so they got these policies, and I'm not going to read verbatim, but in principle, what they're saying is, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention changed its guidelines on masks for those who are fully vaccinated. Did you hear that? Fully vaccinated. I mean, you didn't just get one, you got two doses. And the governor also revised his status on mask wearing so it can align up with the CDC, because the CDC is God, right? And so it goes on to say effective immediately, 12 and up, 12 years of age and above, and are fully vaccinated. So you got children, I don't know, 12 years old, what's that, sixth, seventh grade? I mean, you're walking around your body should be able to ward off anything in that time. What are you doing fully vaccinated with this mess? But you're 12 and above, fully vaccinated, you're not required to wear a mask. Okay, so so what they're saying in gist is, if you're fully vaccinated, you're protected, you don't have to wear a mask. You can hit the gym. Elder, everything that we have been talking about the last few weeks is coming to pass. Mm-hmm. That's because it was given to us by the Ruach HaKodesh. Yes, we read, we were led, the Ruach led us to material to read, to pull up, but it started by revelation. It started by the revelation of the Most High. He gave it to us through his Ruach HaKodesh, let us know they're going to try to divide us into society between the haves and the have-nots. And by this, I don't mean you're people who want money and people who don't have money. The haves and have nots has changed. The haves are those who were vaccinated, fully vaccinated, that is, and they're going to treat the have nots, you know, the orphans, for those who have not been vaccinated, for those who have stood their ground and haven't fallen victim to this plandemic. So now they're starting to that old divide and conquer thing. You guys can come on back in the club now. You know, you who are good citizens who obeyed us, come on back in the club. You can start lifting your weights after the club. You can go to the shopping center and leave your mask in the car. Throw your mask away in the garbage can. You won't be needing that anymore. Oh, you mean you're never going to get sick? Oh, you're going to get sick, all right. You're going to get more than sick, but you still don't need it no more. We got you just where we want you, you know. So while you're alive, have fun. Throw that mask away. Have at it. After you go home, get dressed, take a shower, why don't you go to the nightclubs and see if you can hook up with somebody? You know, you'll meet a lot of people who are fully vaccinated there. They're not going to be wearing their masks. You know, it's all on again. It's all on. And if you meet somebody, you might want to take them to a concert. You could go, you know, you don't have to wear a mask. Check out a ball game. The elder, they're starting to do this. And what did we say later is going to follow this? Matter of fact, it's happening to a T because this policy later says, they're not gonna check for proof that people have been vaccinated in these gyms, right? At least the one I got, the one I'm reading. And so, you know, they're gonna just take people's word for it. So, when people do start getting sick and stuff, guess who they're gonna blame? They're gonna blame the ones who are not vaccinated. They're gonna say we let them in. And they're getting other people sick. We're going to have to shut this thing down. We can't let unvaccinated people in here. And to make sure we're not going to let unvaccinated people in here, we're going to go to a more stringent guideline. You know, these little cards aren't working anymore. Take my word. Take the revelation of the Ruach HaKodesh. It's just not my word. And they're going to say, we need a more stringent guideline. We can't just trust people to say who's vaccinated, who's not, because people can lie about it, first of all, flat out lie and say they're vaccinated when they're not, or they can make up fake cards, counterfeit cards, just like they make up counterfeit ID. You know, young person want to get to a club, they get a fake ID, say they're 21. So we got to digitize this thing. They're going to do that, and they're going to have that little prick patch, that little Band-Aid. You can't even see the prick, the little prongs, and at the end of those prongs is where they're going to insert the tracking mechanism, and that's going to be the Luciferase. You are marked from then on. You are marked. You already got – see, the people who took the back, it's like they're building the foundation. When you're building a house, you got the foundation. They're going to lay the house structure, the framing and all that is going to be laid on top of the foundation. But the foundation is going to be the anchor. See, so you who got the vax, you got the foundation. They're not going to try to prick the people who haven't got the vax. That's why the vax is part of the mark. People say, it's not the mark. Well, put it like this. Those who get the vax are the ones eligible for the mark. Those are the ones who's going to bring the mark into full fruition, because those who didn't get the vax, they're not going to be eligible for this prick, this tracking mechanism, this Luciferase. So when you got the mark, you got the foundation. I mean, when you got the vaccine, you got the foundation for the mark. You got the foundation for the mark. Now, me as a man, I'm not going to tell you can't repent when you got, one shot or so, whatever. You know, I'll tell you what, that's between you and the Most High. And if I were you, I would cry out to him with all my heart. And ask for forgiveness. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. That's what I would. They say he is abundant in mercy. So that's what I would do. Now, for you who have it, who have the vaccine in your system, you know what's coming next. You can't say you're not forewarned, because the Ruach is warning you and has been warning you for weeks. That's coming next. And that's going to close the door. That's going to finish the process. This tracking system is going to finish the process. So don't say, no one ever warned me. I never heard nothing like that.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's coming next. They're going to treat us unvaccinated people like orphans. But don't get discouraged. I'm seeing people getting a little discouraged. I've been looking online and hearing Hebrew Israelites, you know, people who are supposed to be in this walk, this truth walk, this awakening. They're getting discouraged. You know. You haven't seen nothing yet. If you think now they're making a difference between those who are vaxxed and those who are unvaxxed, you haven't seen nothing. The lines of separation are going to really be drawn, and they're going to be it's going to be a stark contrast. So just get ready. You have the Most High on your side. Don't worry about fitting in to their society. You know, personal testimony, my household here, you know, we like to stay fit. We joined a gym. We were working out at the house because we have some facilities here at the house, and they were fine. But, you know, sometimes you want a little variety. You want a few more options. You know, they got more equipment at the gym. So we joined, say, hey, you know, it's a pretty good deal going on. I tell you, Elder, before we went, I guess something made us hesitate. We were really busy the last few weeks. And then so we didn't get a chance to ever, you know, make good on the membership, even though we paid and joined. When we start reading the policies and how they're about to change, you know, between the haves and the have-nots, we say, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
We called and canceled it today, and we never went at all. Yeah, did we waste some money? We say, y'all forgive us on that. But it wasn't much. It was a good deal. But that's how you have to listen to the Ruach. It was no way we were going into that place. We could feel something bad is about to take place. We're not praying for nothing bad to take place, but the Bible says he will warn you of things to come. That's one of the jobs of the Ruach, that's come right from our Mashiach himself. Say he will show you things to come, and in our spirit, it bear witness. What's to come is not good at that place. So we said, okay. Sometimes you just got to chalk up your losses and keep it moving. You know, Yah is able to replace it. And so we're going back to the house workout. Matter of fact, we did it today. We worked out at our house, and it was fine. It was fine. You know, hallelujah. So beware, Israel. Things are coming down the pike. It just amazes me. I'm just going to let you guys in on something. I know it's not it's nothing new for those who are in the walk, for those who walk with the Most High and filled with His Spirit, His Ruach HaKodesh. It's nothing new what I'm about to say to you. But maybe for some, it'll be a revelation. A lot of the things, and here it is, a lot of the things that you hear on our program, we did so many shows. Let's take some of the things like the proliferation of the Nephilim, where we talked about the Nephilim DNA in the vaccine, and when we talked about how the Nephilim DNA bloodline, you know, how that genome came back into the earth after the flood, because Noah's family was a pure family. We're not talking about perfectly in righteousness all the way, you know, perfect like our Mashiach was. We're talking about their genetic makeup. They didn't have the Nephilim DNA. And the Nephilim DNA was rampant upon the earth at that time. The earth was so wicked, to say that the thoughts and imagination of men were only evil continually. So Yah had to destroy that. And the big part of why he destroyed it, because of the infiltration, the hive.
Mm-hmm.
And so these Nephilim, you know, here they are. They're the offspring of the fallen and the daughters of men. And then the next generation was having kids. So then the Nephilim was breeding again. Spring of the Nephilim were breeding. And they weren't just breeding with so-called mankind. They were breeding with the animal life, Yah's creation.
Mm-hmm.
Breeding with plant life. I know this is getting too crazy for some people. Breeding plant life, breeding with animal life,
mm-hmm.
sea life, marine life. I mean, Yah had to destroy it. The earth had become defiled. It had become
mm-hmm.
perverse, you know. So it was destroyed. Now, when it was during the flood, how did it come back? We got that information by revelation, then
mm-hmm.
by sources, credible sources, credible biblical and historical sources, scientific. We read it on the
mm-hmm.
air. You can go back and look at that series, Proliferation of the Hybrids, parts 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the conclusion of the matter. And a lot of these things that we get, the Most High gives it to us by revelation first. It's like we're saying stuff that we haven't even been privy to, but he shows it
mm-hmm.
to you. That's what the Ruach does. Then, what I love about it, then he leads you right to the sources to validate it, because, you know, the public is going to want validation, and he leads us to sources, scientific sources, historical sources, biblical sources. And that's why I love about it. That's why it's so exciting just being a servant of Yah. Because what he
mm-hmm.
wants you to do, he's gonna prepare the way, and he's going to make it come to pass. If he tells you to do something, you might say, I don't know how to do it. It might be true in your own understanding. That's why I say don't lean to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In your flesh,
that's
you
right.
might not know how to do it. But when you yield yourself up to him and say, okay, I'll do it, but you're going to have to work through me because I know I don't know how to do it. He will do it. He will take care of
mm-hmm.
it.
That's
why
right.
he say we will be able to stand before kings and princes and everything. It doesn't matter. We can stand before anyone on earth. It doesn't matter their title, function, who they are, what their bloodline. When you have his spirit, you can not only stand before them, but you can put them down, put them to shame. Because if he sent you, he's going to support you. They're not going to be able to stand before you. That's why I say one should
mm-hmm.
chase 1,000. Two should put 10,000
mm-hmm.
to flight. So I just want to open up that little Pandora's box, so to speak. Let them peek in and see how the Most High does this. And I know with servants of Yah, this is nothing new. They say, well, that's how all the ministers are of Yahuwah. Yeah, and it is. And it is. I believe it. Yah gives it to us by
mm-hmm.
revelation, and then he backs it up. He backs it up. So, and we don't get on and not do our study. You know, yes, we'll do the study, but I will have to say that the vast majority comes by revelation first. Hallelujah. And so that's
mm-hmm.
what builds our faith up, and it should build yours up too, those listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So, yes, Elder, so the CDC has changed, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I want you to bring you up. So this CDC has changed the guidelines, and so for the back, they're one step closer to being totally free again. Free to what? Free to live it up. Get back to your sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to. I know you want to get back to your sinning. I know you miss those hookups. I know you miss it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is your time. This is your time. All those, you know, they put the mic in front of their face, and they say, I'd be glad when things get back to normal.
Mm.
The earth was wicked and sick and defiled before this pandemic. And so why would you
mm-hmm.
want to get back to being wicked and sick and defiled. So that's what you're saying. You want it. You love that wicked, sick, defiled state because that's all it was. Isn't that what was in it? Mm-hmm. What was in this world before that? The scripture say, don't love the world, neither the things in the world. It says only things in the world are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. That's all you want. That's in it. That's scripture. That's mm-hmm. That's not Elder Uliah talking. Why are you such in a hurry to get back to the world? Why are you so much in a hurry to get back to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life? Why are you so impatient? Why are you so, you know, why is it so that you want to get back to that? Because that's what you want to get back to. That's because your father is the God of this world. For those who've got an urge to get back to work. And I don't care what your religion is. Your religion could be Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, Hebrew, Israelite. Yeah, because those of you who even in this awakening, a lot of you are not truly serving the Most High. Yeah, you might have the complexion that people think you're Hebrew Israelite, but that doesn't mean that you know the Most High. This just the new movement for you. Take advantage of it. Just like you go into church and, you know, pimp the people of their money. Go into church and go through all the women in the church. Or women mm-hmm. go through all the men. You know, live it up in the flesh. So this is a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to jump on this and make some money. I'm going to jump on this and get some women, some men. You know, this is a new hustle. No, I'm talking about the remnant. That's why it always boiled down to a remnant. There were righteous people in the church, in the Christian church. You know, those people you probably didn't hear from much or see much. They weren't the ones that whooping and hollering from the pulpit and dancing around and trying to make the most noise, be seen the most. Y'all always had a remnant throughout time. And this awakening, hallelujah for it, we love it, but it's only a remnant here. That's why there's been so many leaders, so-called leaders in this awakening, when you pull the sheet off, when you pulled the sheet off of them, you saw them for who they really were. They had rottenness. He had to take them out of the way. He had to remove some, and he's going to remove a lot more. It's going to be like Gideon's army. It started. Like I say, it never was big compared to the enemy's army, but it started off with a lot more people. By the time the Most High had dwindled it down, it was like a skeleton crew. But that's just what he needed, just a small remnant. And they whooped the pants, beat the brakes off of the enemy, just that those few. So when all is said and done, mm-hmm. when the dust settles, even in this awakening, hallelujah for it, it's just going to be a few. Let's pray that we're in that number, that we're in that remnant. And that's going to be enough to beat the brakes. We're going to be Yahuwah's battle axe. That's going to be enough to beat the brakes off the forces of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So hallelujah. These are exciting times. And we'll get back to that, this new CDC guidelines and how the world is opening back up. We'll get back to that. Hallelujah. But for now, come on up, Elder. Hallelujah. I know you got a lot to say on this.
All right.
Praise God.
All right. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, it is kind of crazy with things that we are seeing today. I mean, we see it, people just be as stupid and as dumb as they really are, that we thought we could just pass along and not see it. We kind of had this idea of how crazy the people of the world are, but now they just coming out. It's all in your face now, you know, and it is sad because they think that they are okay with themselves, but you know we know it's not. That is not the case, you see, and that's why they. You know, they're doing what they want to do with this vaccine stuff, you know, marking the people with their vaccine. And I mean, we know what they're doing. We know that it's all against the word of Yahuwah. They just don't want to listen to him, you know, but they just do their own thing regardless, and they think it's okay, you see? And so that's what we have to be careful about out here in this world, you see, because the title to our program today, we see it, tells us, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, you see, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, you see. This is
That's
what
right.
we see out there in the world right now. People putting darkness. I mean, they will come into your face now. Oh, coronavirus. That's this corona shot. You know, how they got that stuff going like as though this is the best thing. This is the cure of the whole world. You know, at the same time, they are contaminating the world, contaminating the people. You see, because anytime somebody take that vaccination, then that person is contaminated. That person, if you get too close to it, although now they saying, oh, take your mask off, you okay now. That's an okay, that's a lie. That's an okay lie that's coming out of their mouth, you see? As though it is the best thing in the world, you see? And the people of Yahuwah, you know, we see this. We know we see this. Garbage that they are doing, and we just say, okay, we're going to see how far you get, you see, because the people literally, their mind, they don't have a mind anymore. They just done lost. Seems like they just done lost what little bit they thought they used to have. We see it just deteriorating. I think the scripture warns us, you know, the world will wax worse and worse in these last days, in these times. And we see it before our face. The devil is taking over. And he thinks he's taking over. He is just as though he is in control of these people. And he's doing whatever he can, whatever he wants to do. That's what it feels look like he's doing, you see? But we know Yahuwah has control of what's going on out here. Yahuwah will bring forth, he will deliver his people out of this craziness, you see, from this stupidity, this dumb stuff, you know, because we see some weird, crazy stuff going on now. I mean, stuff that we thought like this in this time of day, it's, you got right there, over there, right there in the Dallas, I'm going to just take a look at something here. We got this guy here, this black cop, you know. Next thing you know, they are tripping, going crazy, because he is wearing his hair in braids. You see? And I mean, very neat hairstyle, very neat, you know? A pretty neat brother, too, you see? He ain't doing anything that's going to interfere with his work or nothing, but yet, you got some of those people out there don't like him because of the way he is wearing his hairstyle. You know, when that's a person that is dumb and crazy and stupid, need to be himself put out of the police order over there. But let's listen to we see. Listen to this garbage, this crap, what this black man is going through. Okay? All right, let's get going. All right.
Police officer actually out of Dallas that's dealing with some hair discrimination. Now, this brother was reprimanded by his superiors after being told that his cornrow braided hairstyle was unprofessional. Now, his brother's name is Zachary Davis. He's an officer of the Dallas Area Rapid Transit Police Department. He said they shouldn't be judging me by my appearance. He said, they know my character, they know my heart. He said he told the news outlets that he was up to few found a remark that say a black police officer who wears cornrows is unprofessional. What does that say about you and the way you view black people that wear cornrows? So the brothers joined that police department back in 2019 and said he never thought his appearance, which he routinely wore in a braided style, would interfere with his job performance. He said there was a particular lieutenant who disagreed with that, and he felt that it was unprofessional for male police officers to wear cornrows and contact the chief of police and eventually filed a formal complaint against my hairstyle, what he said. Now, he said that he was ordered not to wear the hairstyle anymore while in full uniform back in July 2019. Now, several months later, he said David chose to wear the hairstyle while fully dressed in uniform during a dark police officer award ceremony in November of that year to turn the affairs investigation, but was once again Davis's braided or cornrow hairstyle deemed unprofessional and unapproved. They said he faced several allegations, including insubordination for disobeying a direct order, a violation of the police department's dress code policy. Now, subsequently, he was put on paid administrative leave and handed a recommendation for termination after a letter of reprimand. Now, his brother is both, he's a husband and a father, and said, of course, of action left him depressed, but the support of his great wife, you know, family and friends, he contacted Dallas County Commissioner John Walter Price, who intervened on his behalf, and said after that, he said Price told him that they would handle it. In September 2020, Davis a letter of reprimand and rescind with a notice to the chief of police at that time period, right? So they said that, well, you know, times are changing, we need to change X, Y, Z after they were exposed. Let me tell you something. They were about firing a black police officer for braided hair. But these white race soldiers out here killing folks, and they're not firing them.
Mm-hmm.
Beating up black people, they're not firing them. A brother doing his job with braided hair, he's about to, you know, at the time, about to get fired. And they say, is America's not a racist country? Yes, America is a hell of a racist country. Racist to the core, but once again, it's the institutions that make America a racist country. Because they don't even want black police officers to have the hair to come out of their head. Not some foreign matter, not something that don't belong in their hair. No, 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 no. This is the hair that come out of their head, and they do not want you to have that. You understand? They have always been offended by black people's hair. No matter how we grow it, and we get an afro, cornrows, twists, locks, whatever it is, they're so offended by that because, like I said, it's freak. They're freaking weird in a lot of ways because I don't care what nobody's hair is. I don't care. And nobody's hair affects how they work. Now, the certain industries, they say, like, you work around machinery, and they may, and I've seen why you don't do it. Long hair around certain machinery, you got to, you know, either cover it up or you have to, you know, wear a certain hat on your head or something where you won't get caught in machinery and it scalps you. But that has happened to people, right? That's why in certain industries, they don't want you to have long hair around certain things or they don't want you to get scalped. But he's not in that kind of industry. So he can have cornrows in his head. It doesn't prevent him from writing a ticket or stopping from him. It doesn't prevent him. It's just white supremacists in that police department that's trying to oppress him, because that is oppressive. Telling black people something's wrong will come out of your head, that's oppressive. You know, I'm the white supremacist, and you wear your hair the way I say you wear. That's oppressive.
Mm.
And he has every right to not only fight against that, but he needs to file a civil rights lawsuit. I would put it on a federal level, because that's discrimination. That's complete discrimination. Because braided hair is no proof that you can bring up there that will stop you from being a police officer, period. But leave me a comment, little thing about the situation, you know, with our brother here dealing with it on this police department. I know some people say, you shouldn't be there anyway. Let me tell you something. They do need to have more brothers and sisters become police officers. Yes, they do. Because they don't want a lot of blacks in the police department because they get away with a lot more. Now, what if the police department was 50 to 60% black in all cities? You think they can get away with it? And trust me, from my research, the more black police officers you have, unless killing of black people by cops happens. Yes, unless abuse of black people happens. But you have more of those Mzungus on the force, it's more killings of black folks, more beatings, more planning and evidence, trumped up charges. I'm telling you, you will be vexed to have more black people on police departments.
Yeah. You know, this is not even just for blacks. It's for every people, all people.
Right.
If you had more sensible people that is not so stupid, so narrow-minded, that they think they should have the right to tell you which way you could wear, you should wear your hair. You see? We're talking
right.
about some sickness that is just coming up more and more. These cops, these people like that are out there, and they just, nine times out of ten, it's not the majority of them. Sometimes it's just one of those sick dogs that all of a sudden can't stand you because of how nice you look, how neat you look wearing your hairstyle, and he don't like it. And then he gonna
right.
start some crap, try to bring it up around amongst the bosses and all of that stuff. You see, now this is the kind of sickness that's got to stop. You see, because this man here, this is crazy. You see, these demons think they have that kind of power over you. They don't forget. They see the thing is. I don't know if they're getting scared, turning to more punkish, look, sissified people because of the fact that 400 years have expired. They don't no longer have that type of authority over us anymore from heaven. They don't have it.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
You see?
Hallelujah.
And so now, they're starting to act more like punks, you know? Sissies and things, upset because this black man gonna wear his hairstyle naturally. He ain't did nothing stupid with it, and it looks neat. It's clean. You can see it. He's right here on the screen here. You see? But this is what we are facing. This is what we're facing out here in this world. That kind of stupidity. You see? So, you see. So we just got to pray. We're going to be, we just got to stay on top of these things because these people think they don't realize their days are numbered now. It won't be long before they're going to be facing, judgment is coming upon them now, you see, and they're going to be facing, it's going to be too late for them pretty soon, you see. They can keep acting a fool if they want to, upset and all that, acting like some faggot out there. That's what they're acting like. They're not acting like real human beings, real men, They're showing their own nasty tail by acting like that towards
brothers.
So that's why we have to speak out and just let them know how we feel about this, because this is just pure stupidity. They don't own this earth, you see? They do not own none of us anymore. We're not even their slaves again right now. You see? They think they acting like that. They can't give up. They can't let it go. Oh, man, I'm scared because these black people, they're starting to get that freedom. I'm scared of them now. I want to do something to stop them. You know? They may as well shut their little punk mouth up so that they can get on with their life. Because we don't have to take that kind of stuff from them. This is stupid.
No.
That's stupid. So I just want to, listen to this because why should we just sit back? That's the thing about this thing. Even with all this other crap coming up, this COVID and virus and vaccines and stuff, a lot of us is not going to take that mess. We're not going to let them force that mess on us. We're just not going to do it. You see, they can try if they want to, you see, but it just ain't going to happen. A lot of them that done already act the fool and took the mark, the jab, and so forth, they're going to be the first one going to hell, because scripture tells us what's going to happen to those who have taken this mark, you know, and I don't have to accuse, we don't have to accuse it. We don't have to just say, No, we can just tell, show you what's going to happen to you. And just because you don't believe it, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You know, if Yahuwah says it is going to happen, it's going to happen to you, whether you like it or not. You're the one that acted a fool and went out there and accepted this mark, okay? It tells us here, even the book of Revelation, whether you like it or not, in Revelation, okay? And you don't have to believe it. Who cares about your dumb, stupid belief anyway? If you don't want to believe the truth, and you're the one that's got the problem, you see? Because when this stuff has started to happen to you, then you will be back. You will be, your butt will be in trouble. Let me just see here. Even in Revelation 16, and I heard a loud voice from the dwelling place saying to the seven messengers, it's talking about seven messengers with the seven last plagues, okay? And read about that in verse 15, first chapter of Revelation 15, the first verse, okay? It tells you here. Okay, I'm just reading that. He says, and I saw another sign in the heaven, great and marvelous. You see? Seven messengers having the seven last plagues, okay? You hear what that says? And you think you're going to walk out of here with an old crazy mind? And just because you can't believe the truth, this is true, you ain't affected. You're not going to affect. You might as well shut your mouth because this is going to happen. Seven last plagues for the wrath of Yahuwah was ended in them. Okay? So, and it goes on here. Tells us over in Revelation 16, verse 1. I heard a loud voice from the dwelling place saying to the seven messengers, there it is, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of Yahuwah on the earth. Okay? Now, guess what it says? On the earth. And the first went and poured out his bowl up on the earth. Okay? That's where we are right here. You can't run from this, okay? Because it's going to be here, right here on the earth. And an evil, check this out, an evil and wicked sore came up on the men whose having the mark of the beast and those worshiping his image. You see? So now that's why I'm saying, you can act a fool and think you are doing something, but guess what? When these plagues hit your hand, I don't care how prejudiced or how much you didn't believe, you will become a believer then. But it's going to be too late because once these plagues get up on you, they're not going to let you go. You're just going to be struck with them, okay?
That's right.
That's why I tell them, you know, get out of my face with this coronavirus vaccine thing. You just get out of my face quick, okay? Because I'm not going that way. You might as well take it on somewhere else, okay? Take it on to some dummy that don't believe in what Yahuwah has warned us against about that same crap that you fool around with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we believe in what Yahuwah has given us in his scriptures, okay?
Hallelujah.
And so you walk around like an idiot if you want to. And I got the jab. You jabbing on. You jab on. You got it. Yeah, you're right. You do
Hallelujah.
Have it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And seeing how can you get away from it. Because I tell people, I say, hey, that stuff, hey, it's irreversible. Once you get it, and, hey, it's yours. You got it. I can help you, you know. Yeah, if you want to, you may be better off by just going on. Because I don't know how things are going to work out with some people who have been deceived into receiving this jab or this mark upon them. Okay, I'm not sure how it's going to go with you if you become a repentant person and you call on Yahuwah, amen, that if he decides to forgive you and take this stuff off for you, hallelujah, may Yahuwah have mercy upon your soul. You see? So that's why I say that you might want to consider that option that you have, okay? Too many people, you know, they think they don't have to worry about stuff like this, because they got it made. They got this jab. They're going to, like you said, they're going to go back to things that are normal now. You can get back to it now, okay? Yeah, you can get back to jamming now. You can get back to your party life. Mm-hmm. See how good, you might want to consider, because this stuff is real. It's so real, because even right now, when I talk about this stuff, you know, it seems like some people get upset with you, just because, especially, like the scripture had told us anyway, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. Woe to them, okay? Because they're the one that's going to suffer. Because once this stuff get a hold of them, okay, it's going to be too bad for you, because this word that I'm trying to give you now, I don't know if you're going to be able to be helped by this at that time, you see? Because mm-hmm. we all are given a certain amount of time to repent and pray to Yahuwah that he will forgive us and save us, you know, grant us salvation. He has already given to us his son, Yahushua, okay? And we need to accept him, the salvation that Yahuwah has given us, okay? We need to accept it now while we have this is an acceptable time, you know? It is time for you to get off of your pride behind, you see? Because, see, that's what's going on. Evil, the scripture tells us, when pride cometh, then, you know, that's when pride and evil come, you know, that's before the fall. That's before fall, you see? So you need to consider what's going on with your life. Now all of a sudden you proud, you walk around, I got the job, I'm okay, you know. I can catch a plane, and I'm good. All I got to do is show my little mark, and I'm good. Yeah, you think you're good, all right? Okay, keep thinking that, okay? Because that little mark is more than what you realize. You might understand about it.
Hallelujah.
Because it's more serious than just looking at, okay? So that's what we want to do. We want to wake up. We want to wake up because let me tell you what the scripture is telling us here. Now let's go to Jeremiah. 23. Okay, I want to see what the scripture is telling us there. Okay, Jeremiah 23, and if we look at verse 14, 15, if I get this paper turned right, there you go. Let's see if I'm on the right page here. Verse 14, what does it tell us here? Okay, so. Let me keep this. Just go. I got to go to Jeremiah. I'm sitting here in Isaiah. Got to get a little further down the ways here. Okay, but this is what we have to understand, because this is so important. It is important that we wake up. You see, don't just stay asleep and pretend like we're gonna be all right anyway. Okay, all right. Jeremiah 23, verse 14 here. I'm just going to read this one anyway. And among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen a horrible matter. Even among the prophets of Jerusalem, and that's why we're going to show something, how these people, Hebrew Israelites, I believe, trying to persuade you to go on out there and get that jab. Get the jab, or something to that effect. I'm not sure I think we have it. If we do, we're going to share that, okay? Because look what it tells us here. And among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen a horrible matter. Horrible. This is what the scriptures tell you. Committing adultery and walking in falsehood. See, this is what's going on. And they strengthen the hands of evil ones, you see, so that no one turns back from his evil. All of them are like Sodom to me, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. See, God saw Sodom and Gomorrah. We know, Scripture tells us, we love to look back in the pages of Scripture a little bit, and you see what happened to them, that wicked crowd. They didn't get too far. They boasted, they bragged, they were proud of what they did, you know, and all of that homosexuality, whatever that they were doing over there, okay? And then their end finally came, see? And once it came, it wasn't a pretty picture. It said, therefore, thus said Yahuwah of hosts concerning the prophets, see, I am making them eat wormwood. And shall make them drink poison water. See that? For defilement has gone out into all the land of the prophets of Jerusalem. Thus saith Yahweh, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They lead you astray. They speak a vision of their own heart, for far from the mouth of Yahuwah. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You hear these people out there, even on CNN or wherever they are, take the jab. Y'all take the jab, okay? Yeah, that's what we refer to these kind of people here. You see? They messed up. They sick and won't even consider the fact that they are sick. You see? They keep on saying to those who despise me, Yahuwah has said, you shall have peace. And to all who walk according to the stubbornness of their own heart, they say, no evil comes upon you. You see what I'm saying? For who has stood in the counsel of Yahuwah and has been seen and heard his word? Who has listened to his word and obeyed it? Who? Someone's asking that question. See, a storm of Yahuwah shall go forth in a rage, a whirlwind storm. It whirls on the head of the wrong. See that? The displeasure of Yahuwah shall not turn back until he has done and established the purposes of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it perfectly. See what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about. Listen to, we need to wake up and don't allow ourselves to be deceived by this evil that is going on here. You see? Because,
that's right.
Tell you something, it's too much of it just because you can, these Gentiles, they tell you, oh, it's okay, you take the jab. Oh, I was okay. I'm all right. Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody told me that a long time ago when I was in school, you know, something they had done, and I think I remember saying, I'm so glad that I didn't allow myself to be tricked into, it has something to do with this vaccination program that this country administers to people, to young people too, you know. And this, this guy, he was so proud. First thing he did, turned around, looked at his buddy when I was talking to both of them, he said, oh, well, I'm all right. I did it. I was okay. I came out fine. You could just listen to him, be around him for a minute, and it won't be take you no time to detect some wickedness, something that was missing really in his mind, you see, that he should have overcame a long time ago. But, you know, when they do things to people these days, they intend to damage you permanently. That's what they intend to do. You see, they intend to mess you up. You see, some kind of way that you could never get over it. And that's what done happened. A lot of our children, they gave them vaccination and all that stuff, you know? And they were messing them up because their studies have shown, you know, the problems that the two kids had from even those vaccines back in those days that, you know, weren't supposed to have nothing to do with the mark of the mark that we're looking at these days. And, you know, see, now they're killing you. Our women are still not being destroyed, messed up, you know, permanently. I mean, we listened to a program just the other day, and they really just had several, many of their complaints that they had from this shot, the problems that they had, things that they had never had experienced. All of a sudden, they got these blood clots, and everything seemed like it had to do with their being able to, reproduce. You see, Satan going after the people of Yahuwah. He wants to stop the people. He stopped us from being able to reproduce. You see? And that's what he's trying to do. That seems like what he's got trying to do, to mess the people up. You know, men and women. Yeah. He don't want you to have any, you know, offsprings. No more.
That's right.
And that's why I say, you know, to heck with them, all this crap that they don't think they can do, want to do, or they can do. No, don't even bring that to me. Don't even bring it near me. And I don't care because some people get upset because you refuse to take this coronavirus shot. Like, you know, you ain't taking your shot. Ain't none of this garbage belong to me, okay? Don't say to me, have you had your shot? It ain't no such thing as your shot, okay? You're stupid if you even believe that one of these shots is yours, okay? These idiots out here, you ain't gonna have, don't bring that fish to me because I will be done told you just where to go, how long you stay with that kind of stuff coming out of your head, okay? Because I'm not crazy, you know? So what we want to do, Elder, is if I could get to it, I want to listen to this one message that we have here, and I believe it was concerning this creature. The children. Okay, the shots for the children. Okay, let's just take a listen to what they're saying here.
Hallelujah.
Mhm. I want to make sure I get this on the right track here. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. Because see, these things are so crazy. What they are doing, trying to do, want to do to us in our faith, and dare us. And it's almost like, I dare you to complain. I dare you. You know, that's the way it is. They want you to think, sit there and take their garbage. Like they own the world, still owns everything. They don't want you to even realize that they don't have no authority now. Yeah, because we were under that curses during that 400-year prophecy that was spoken against us, okay? And that was that time. But that time has expired. And I think
that's right. Hallelujah.
All the black people need to read the scripture and hear what Yahuwah has said that's going to happen to that nation that held us in this captivity, that, you know, did all these crazy things. We know, if you look in our history, you'll see, you know, we don't have to lie about what this nation has done to the children of Israel, okay? All right. So here we go. Get it on. All right. Okay, this was very short. Okay, we thought we could play it, but we could play it, but we can't play it as loud as we need to because of what has taken place with this technology here that we are working with.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get a chance to someday bring it much louder so that it won't be a problem hearing it for our audience. Okay. Yeah, but it's just a shame that. We have to go through this junk and with these people in this time, in this day and time, you see? In this day and time, people should not, these Gentiles should know better than to ever mess with a Hebrew Israelite, a black man, about him wearing his hairstyle the way he wears, okay? He should not, they should know better now because, you know, in this day and time, you know, we are free. We're free to wear our hair. We're not in this channel slavery thing that we were once in. You see? No, they can't. You can't just come up to me and tell me, oh, you really need to. You shouldn't wear your hair this way. This is my hair. This is me. I do what I want to do. Okay. Don't you try to think you got the authority because you don't have that authority, you know? And that time when you were allowed to mess with us and so forth, that time has expired, okay? And that's what we as black people, Hebrew Israelite, okay, those of us who came over here and our ancestors was brought over here on those slave ships, and we know it, we should realize and understand that this nation itself, not just, you know, anybody, but even this nation here, it doesn't have no real authority over us, okay? It doesn't. This nation is waiting for their judgment. They are standing in line for their judgment is headed straight to them. Their judgment is headed to their head, they don't have no authority to try to tell you what to do, you know, like you're their child. You belong to them because we do not, okay? We do not belong to them. I don't care what they think they have, you see? In fact, Yahuwah, I feel that he's working things out now to the point where, you know, we don't even have to be dependent on their wealth because things ain't working out no more like that. Returning for me. It's a different time now, you see? And we just got to understand and follow Yahuwah, pray to him, okay? And things will work out for us. So hallelujah. Like I said, at least that's what we want to do is follow the word of Yah and be obedient to him. And don't let these Gentiles who think that they have some kind of authority over you just because you are black. You know, they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't have that authority over you. No more. Okay? I don't care if they have a police uniform on or whatever. If they think they got the right to come at you in a wrong, filthy way, dirty way, they don't have that right. Okay? And so you don't have to take this stuff from them no more. All right? So hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Well, I think, let's see, we got things. We're going to let you take back over, Elder, because look like I've got my time way used up here. Yeah. So that's what we want to do, is just kind of quickly go over some of these things and take a look at it, you know, so that the people, we can warn them, let them know, you know. Everybody, we're just because we're black people, we don't have to be stupid. You know, we don't have to be stupid letting them order us around as though, you know, we're supposed to. No, we don't supposed to do nothing. Nothing to that.
That's right.
Okay? Hallelujah. All right, Elder, come on up then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was disgraceful. So, like you said, they're in some kind of time warp. They still think we're back in the 1800s, pre-1865, under slavery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I was looking at a series on Prime Network, and it was called The Underground Railroad. It wasn't Harriet Tubman, but it was they had another centric character, and the things that these Gentiles were doing, you know, the ownership, the attitude of ownership of another human being, and they totally abused. Now, we know that they would have no power over us, our ancestors, at all, if it wasn't given to them by the Most High, and it was given to them because of punishment, the disobedience, the breaking of the covenant that our forefathers did, and we carried it forward. But they took it to the max and overstepped their bounds. We know about the raping and hangings and, you know, the lynchings and everything. But one part of the show that got to me the most is there was a group of free Israelites. You know, they were living up north, thinking the state of Indiana. And they had put together a thriving community. And, you know, they were self-sustaining, had their own business, had their own vineyard, and they were, you know, they grew grapes along with other things, but they had their vineyard. And their wine that was made from their grapes was the best in that whole area. And nothing could compete with it. Matter of fact, all the big dignitaries of that area, the judges and, the magistrates and everything, the leaders of that area, the white leaders, they bragged on their wine, and they gave them respect, you know, at least to a degree. And when other whites from out of town want to start trouble, they say, no, these men and their community is honorable. But that only goes so far, because after a while they were so successful that these white men, they got together and they just couldn't take it no more, that this – you know, and these people were law-abiding. I mean, they didn't ask for nothing from white society, nothing. Matter of fact, the white society was begging for their product because their product was superior to all the other products. You know, their wine was superior. And so these people were honorable people, not causing any trouble. You know, they got along peacefully within their community. You know, they built their own houses on this land. They had bought a large tract of land and had their own housing, their own shops, everything. And so these white men couldn't take it one day, and they surrounded the place where they would have their meetings. I guess it looked like a place of worship, too, on their land, but they was having they have their business meetings there, too. And they surrounded the place, and at the signal of this wicked leader, he was a so-called friend, I guess, of one of the judges there. The judges who kind of had a liking to the black community. And at his command, this crooked guy, he gave a command, and they just start shooting. They had surrounded the building, just slaughtering. They didn't care if it was women, children, or whatever. They just started slaughtering. They killed the two leaders of the community. And it was a massacre. It was a massacre. Just and when the ones tried to escape, they shot them in the back, you know, just like a coward. Shot them in the back. Women, shooting women just like they were men. You know the scriptures say they'll have no respect, you know, to anyone.
Right.
You know, male, female, the young or old, it doesn't matter. They're a cruel nation. It was Deuteronomy 28 describes it. You know, that they will have no mercy. And so I guess the only thing that you could take some solace from, the few who did make it somehow, some way, they got their hand on some guns, because this judge had said, well, these people, you know, you mess with them, that they do have guns and they know how to use it. So they got their hand on a few guns, and hallelujah, they started firing back. You know, they weren't like some of these Negroes today. They fought back,
mm-hmm.
and they just a few of them was left. But boy, did they let them white Gentiles have it. They just started mowing them down. Mm-hmm. But, of course, there wasn't enough of them left to turn the tide,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they took a lot of them with them. Hallelujah. And that's, you know, they did put up a fight. They went out, you know, in honor, brave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are. So they think we're still back in that time, some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a white cop, I think this was on the CNN network, and I'm sure he got fired. I believe he was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
But he had made a remark that he can't wait for the race war to start. He just want to kill all of them niggas,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of them. He just want to mow. He can't wait the time come to just mow them off. Now this is recent. We're not back in the 1800s. This is 2021, and
mm-hmm.
he couldn't. Now this is a beat cop, a cop who walks the beat, of, you know, and you know. So you can see the mindset in these people that they don't care
mm-hmm.
if you're a doctor, lawyer, you know, the most honorable
mm-hmm.
person in the community. You just another nigga to them, and they can't wait to find it. If they stop you for your taillight being out, they look at that as an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to kill a nigga. You know, this is my chance. This is my chance. This is what I joined the force for. You know,
mm-hmm.
some of them look
mm-hmm.
like it. Am I saying every single one? No, but it sure is a number of them. Because their own
mm-hmm.
FBI had a report that says white supremacist groups have infiltrated law enforcement agencies. This is like 2006, 2004, 2006. This is an FBI
mm-hmm.
report. So it's public knowledge that law enforcement has been infiltrated forever. It didn't just happen in 2004, 2006. It was started from the paddy rollers, slave patrols. The police force have always been a way to put fear and intimidation upon black people.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, but the funny, the sick part about it, they worry about the guy's hair, what you were saying, when
mm-hmm.
we've had, and the man, he did say this this much, but I had wrote it down before he even said it, but I'm glad he didn't mention it. He said, but there have been white cops, white racist cops,
mm-hmm.
we ain't worried about their hair, but they have mowed down with their guns, murdered innocent, unarmed black men and women. This ain't just a man.
Mm-hmm.
Black men and women mowed them down. And not only did they not lose their jobs, these racist cops actually were acquitted on all of their criminal charges. They were acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
Restored to society in high standing, you know. Just look what happened to the boy out of Florida, that area. Oh boy, I can't think of it now. That case way back when this so-called neighborhood patrol, George Zimmerman, Trayvon George Zimmerman.
Yes.
This fool just
okay.
Looked like he was looking for a fight for a black man.
Mm-hmm.
He had a gun, and he wouldn't have been a police. Mm-hmm. Here he go, baiting this young man, this little 16-year-old guy, boy, baiting
mm-hmm.
him into a fight. So he knew what he was going to do at that fight. He knew he had his gun on him. He
mm-hmm.
couldn't – he just baited him right into it. He couldn't wait to use that gun. How much he feared for his life when he started. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Their day is coming. Their time is coming real short. That's why they're acting so crazy. I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to introduce this thing because we were talking at the top of the hour about the new status
by the CDC. They're the god of this world, so to speak. The CDC changed, and, you know, they've taken away in many states the necessity for people to wear a mask in public. The vaccinated people, right, the people who are vaxxed, the people who have that Nephilim juice running through their blood, they said, you're okay. Okay. They're getting ready for something, Elder. They're getting ready for something. We know that this thing doesn't, this so-called vax doesn't prevent people from contracting a virus. It doesn't prevent the, them spreading the virus. It doesn't prevent them from having a severe case, getting hospitalized. It doesn't do anything. So it's like they're just making up magic stuff as they go along. This thing has been made up as they go along. So here you go, a vaccine that doesn't stop people from getting it, doesn't stop people from passing it on to others. It doesn't stop you from having a severe reaction, a case of the virus. You'd still be hospitalized, still die. So it doesn't do anything different. The only thing changes is you say this top agency, CDC, says, okay, now nobody has to wear a mask anymore. You know, the vaccinated folks. You guys are immune. You don't have to. Okay. So nothing's changed. Nothing's changed as far as their risk of contracting and risk of spreading, but you say they don't have to wear a mask anymore because they have this magic juice in their body now. This thing is like a cartoon. It's like a cartoon. But I think it's something bigger. They got this Nephilim DNA in them, and they're getting ready for something. Don't forget, before Trump left office, don't forget this guy, this top Navy aide, he's retired in Israel, country Israel, not the people Israel, the country Israel over there, this one, their top Navy guy who had retired, I guess, 5 or 10 years ago, and he said he knew the alien. And this is the top guy. This is like the top guy that President Biden elects to run the space program, NASA, or whatever they call their space thing now. Trump called it Space Force or something. So the top guy, supposed to be a brainy guy, this guy says he not only knows the UFOs, he talked to them, and they told him that the world wasn't ready, humanity wasn't ready for them to be introduced, but now they're ready. And he said he wouldn't have said this 5 years ago. They would have put him into a psychiatric facility, but he said now they're ready. He said Trump knows about it. This is when Trump was still president. They're getting ready for something else. And there is a reason why they're telling these. There's a bigger reason why they're telling these people that they don't have to wear masks anymore, because they're going to be just like the people, not the people, the beings who's going to show up. These things are going to show up. Remember, he says they're ready to introduce them now. Now, a lot of people thought Trump was going to still be president and they were going to introduce him under his administration, but it looks like it might be the Biden administration. Look at this. This is a report from a national news agency. This is NBC News, okay? And this was dated May 17th, yesterday. Okay, so this is, you know, a few years ago, if somebody wrote this exact article, but it wasn't CNN or NBC News or Fox or something like that, it wasn't one of the mainstream news, people would call it a conspiracy theory. And they say you're a nutcase. You wear a tinfoil hat. But now, if it comes from one of them, it's legit, just like this virus. If Fauci or CDC says it's good to take the vaccine, people say, oh, it's legit. When you say it's not, they say, well, the authorities didn't say it, so it must be a conspiracy theory. I don't want to hear what you say. It's a conspiracy theory. But then Fauci come back and say the same thing you said. They say, okay, it must be legit then. America is the most dumbed-down, so-called first-world nation in history.
Sorry?
It's sick. But let's read this. Okay, this is from for your, this is from your authorities, you people who love authority. This is who love demonic authority. It's not just authority. We love the authority of the Most High. You love demonic authority. So this is one of your demonic authorities. So it must be real, right, people? You people who took the back, listen up closely. NBC. Here we go. And it's by Gaddy Schwartz and Tim Dello. Here it is. A newly leaked Navy video appears to show an unidentified flying object disappearing into the water off California. According to a clip obtained by a documentary filmmaker and shared with NBC News. We'll read on. Okay, so this, it's not conspiracy no more because they're saying it. Listen, the video is captured in July 2019 by Navy aircraft and recorded in the USS Omaha's Combat Information Center, according to the filmmaker Jeremy Corbell. The clip appears to show a spherical object flying above the water for a few minutes near San Diego before it vanishes. It's flash, military personnel can be heard saying in the video. The Defense Department confirmed that the clip, they say they confirmed it. The authorities confirmed it, so this is not speculation anymore. The Defense Department confirmed that the clip was recorded by Navy personnel and said it will be reviewed by the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, a panel established last year under Trump to gain insight into the nature of, and origins of such objects. The video was published a few days before 60 Minutes aired an interview with two former Navy pilots who recalled having been dispatched to investigate multiple anomalous aerial vehicles that descended 80,000 feet in less than 1 second. So that's kind of like unbelievable, right? That, I mean, human unbelievable, but they're saying this actually happened. They descended 80,000 feet in less than 1 second. Okay. They're, they're getting us ready. I'm going, somewhere with this.
Absolutely.
The incident also occurred off San Diego. That incident, you know, this incident also occurred off San Diego in 2004. One of the pilots, Commander David Frevor, told 60 Minutes that personnel found a little white tic-tac-looking object moving above the water before it disappeared. Seconds later, his ship is the USS Princeton, said the object appeared, the object reappeared on his radar 60 miles away. So it disappeared, it went off the radar, and then a few seconds later, it reappeared. But when it reappeared, it was 60 miles away. So well, phenomenal speed. It's like faster than light. No, maybe not faster than light, but just phenomena to any man-made thing they know. It says, Christopher Mellon, a top defense official in the Clinton and George Bush administrations, said in an interview that there was a lot of continuity between recent reports of unidentified objects and reports dating back decades. What we're seeing are a number of distinct and different things, he said. Sometimes we're seeing a 50-foot object that can travel at hypersonic speeds and seemingly go into orbit or come down from altitudes of potentially above 100,000 feet. Mellon said the stigma associated, and then here's, because you used to be looked at as crazy, but he's addressing that if you reported such things. It says, Mellon said the stigma, and then, you know, the public stigma associated with reporting such phenomena has long kept witnesses quiet because they were scared. People were calling them conspiracy theorists. A sentiment echoed by Lieutenant Commander Alex Dietrich, one of the Navy pilots interviewed by 60 Minutes. He said, over beers, over, you know, few beers with the boys, he said, we've said, hey, man, if I saw this solo, you know, if I saw this by myself, he was saying, if I saw this solo, I don't know that I would have come back and said anything, Dietrich said, because it sounds so crazy when I say it. A lengthy story in the New Yorker titled How the Pentagon Started Taking UFOs Seriously exclaimed the work of journalist Leslie King last month. King co-wrote an article in the New York Times 4 years ago reporting that the Pentagon was spending millions of dollars on a threat identification program to examine unidentified aircraft that moved at high velocities with no apparent signs of propulsion. But they say these things moving so fast they don't have no engine or anything. So we'll stop the article there. Now they're getting us ready for something else. They're getting us ready. Remember that guy, the Israeli top space program guy. He said they're coming. He said that the aliens told him the time is right now. This was last year. This was reported in the same authoritative news. This is NBC, one of those news agencies that if they reported it's true. If they reported it's not wacko, it's not conspiracy theory. So one of those news agencies reported, CNN, Fox, ABC, one of them reported, multiple news reported it, that this guy who's retired, the former head of the Israeli space program, said the aliens informed him that mankind is ready now. So they're ready to make an appearance. They're ready to make an appearance. So what are they doing now? What are they doing? Here's what they're doing. They're prepping. They're prepping the people. They're getting the dumbed-down sheep. That's what we call them. They're getting the dumbed-down sheep ready for the appearing of these UFOs. They're conditioning them. This is a condition, and they've been doing this since last year. Could have been earlier than that, but last year for sure when he said they're ready. They're ready. And now they're in the news. You're in the news, and this is coming up on the right time, summertime, people are off, people are starting to feel good, the vax people are getting turned loose. Listen, the people with the same DNA as these things that will be appearing, they're getting turned loose. Do you see the connection? The people who have the same DNA, because they say these things are aliens, and they're going to show up, these UFOs. But what are these UFOs? They call them UFOs, but they're really just a manifestation of demonic entities. That's what they are. They're demonic entities. That's what they are, passing as extraterrestrial beings from another world. But they are, make no mistake about it, they're fallen demons. They're demonic entities. So that's what the world is getting ready for. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if in the very soon, very near future, sometime this year even, that we're going to have a public sighting. Not from a Navy pilot, not from several Navy pilots, but these demonic beings, who are going to come under the guise of extraterrestrials from outer universe, from another galaxy, who's been monitoring the Earth, you know, like an old science fiction movie. It's not going to be science fiction. They're going to come. And they know there's going to be some beings down here, a lot of beings at that time. A lot of human beings, or I should say former human beings, but a lot of so-called human beings with the same genetic makeup as themselves, How did they get there? They were inserted. They were inserted through the
back. Well, you know, I believe we've already pretty much, I think, you know, we've experienced something to that nature already. I believe with Tupac, you see, he showed like as though he was a higher being or something, you know, although he's been dead for a while and everything. And now he's appearing in different places, you know. So you're right. They definitely are getting us ready for something. And I guess this is where the minds of the saints, the set of proper minds, this is where we got to be careful and be smart about these things, because Satan wants to deceive us. And that's the key. We don't want to let Satan, we don't want him to all of a sudden send somebody like Tupac or somebody, because that's why Yahoo said if they say he's over here, over there, don't believe them. Don't believe them. Because the idea, and I believe this country here is going to be a very instrumental, playing a very important role in part of this deception, you see, because this is Babylon, and, you know, you can't put nothing past what she may try anyway, you see. That's why I'm so happy that Yahushua has already warned us about these kind of things that's going to be appearing even in this time of our lifetime before the end, you see. They're going to definitely try, because Satan wants to deceive us. He definitely wants to deceive us. He craves worship, and that's what he wants.
Yeah.
He wants us to worship him, you see. And so we just got to keep our mind on the word of Yahuwah, so that any time something like this appear in this earth as though it's some kind of extraordinary thing that we can't understand, and because, you know, a lot of people going to be just like they're going after this vaccine thing, it's going to be the same thing. Oh, this is it. They're going to start thinking, you know, falling for this demon that's going to deceive them. You know, and they're going to go start running after it, you see. And so, man, we just got to be careful. Just pray. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Pray without ceasing. That's all I can tell you. Continue to pray without ceasing. Okay? Go ahead, Elder.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely right, Elder. We have been warned about this. We've been warned by the Ruach, and we've been warned. Well, I don't want to call what they've said a warning, these so-called authorities, like the former head of the Israeli space program. What he did was not a warning. It looked like what he was doing was a preparation, you know, like he's preparing the way, you know. He's softening the minds. He's conditioning the people. It's like psychological conditioning. So when these things come, and they're going to come, so when these things come, let's say they came 20 years ago, there could have been, and there probably, in all sincerity, there would have probably been some mass hysteria going on. People, you could have probably seen people jumping out of windows and, you know, just in total chaos and panic. See, but a lot has happened since then. A lot has happened in the last 20 years. A lot has happened in the last year and a half.
Yeah,
People are just about ready for anything now. And especially they got this juice in them. People have got this this coronavax juice flowing through their veins, and they don't know it. But their genetic makeup will never be the same.
That's right.
It'll never be the same. So when the authorities, so-called, prep the people and give word that this could happen, and then as we move closer to the time that it could actually materialize, it's going to be something it's going to be a new type of phenomenon happen. It's going to be reverse phenomenon. Instead of hysteria, mass hysteria, people are not going to be hysterical at all. They're going to be waiting for it. They're going to actually be waiting for it because it's going to be something in them that's like the being who supposedly came down from above. It's going to have the same DNA. It's just going to be like Noah's time. It's going to be like the days of Noah. What was the days of Noah? This unlawful infiltration of the human bloodline, the human genome, infiltrated by this perverse Nephilim DNA. It happened during his time, and Yahuwah took it so seriously, he had to destroy the whole earth. And it's happening again. And the so-called leaders, now I'm talking about the terrestrial leaders, they're coming back because they know the earth is ready. The earth is filled with this new DNA now. It's already happened. The earth is filled with it. People have it running through their veins and pumping through their heart. The earth is filled with this DNA. And these aliens, they're not aliens, these demons, under the guise of aliens, they're ready. They know the earth is ready. And the people will listen and they will obey. You see? So now this sounds like some kind of science fiction. This is not. I'm going to read. They're going to have a leader. See, there's order even in Satan's kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
That's
order.
Right.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 11.
Now,
these demons who are coming back, they may not be the head of the hierarchy. Well, we know how Satan is. But even over the ones who are coming back, they have a prince over them. And so they may be carrying out the marching orders of their prince. And we're going to read. It says, and they had a king over them. These demons, they were described as scorpions and everything. These are just demonic entities. You know, in the previous verse, verses, Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 10, just describe these demons. It gives a pictorial description. So it talks about breastplates of iron, teeth like lions, wings, sounds of their wings, everything. And it says they had tails like scorpions. This is demonic entities. And then it tells in 11 who's going to be over them. It says, and they had a king, a prince, right? They had a king, authority figure over them, just like a lieutenant, you know. They had a king over them, which is an angel or messenger of the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit, Sheol. It says, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, A-B-A-D-D-O-N, Abaddon, or Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue, hath his name Apollyon. See? So these things, whoever manifests, whoever show up, they're going to be the representatives. They're going to have a chief captain over them. So this thing is really coming to fruition. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in that book now. If someone a million years from now would look back and look at our time, they'd say, these people who are on earth right now, they were in the book of Revelation. They were in a time. Just like we can look back and look at the book of Acts, we say, look, Paul now was in that time. Peter, and Kepha, Shaul, and all them. We see it because we're almost 2,500 years ahead. If we could look back. If anyone could look back, they could see we're in the book of Revelation. These things are going to be happening. And when it happens, just think 20 years ago, there would have been hysteria. This is going to be the trigger point. When it happens now, here's the key. Here's what to look out for when it happens now. people are not going to be hysterical. You're not going to see even the news agencies. They're waiting for this. They're waiting for this. They're waiting for them to make their manifestation and for them to give orders. And like you said, Elder, we who follow the Most High, we who put our trust in the word of Yahuwah, follow our Mashiach, Yahushua. We know that, like you said, if they're in the desert, don't go after it. If they say this, believe it not. We know what time it is. We know we're at the time of the end. And we know it's not going to come through. The end is, we know our king is not going to come disguised as some extraterrestrial talking to the leaders of the earth, giving them some type of orders, making some type of coalition with these wicked leaders of the earth. No, they're making they make some kind of agreement with the wicked leaders because they are the wicked. They are the manifestation of wicked. They, like you say, angels, Satan could make his angels appear as ministers of light. No, they're not going to look evil. They're not going to, they're probably not even going to act evil. At least overtly, they're not going to act evil. They're going to look at it, come as friends. You know, we come to help man.
Yeah.
We know their agenda is going to be wicked. Their agenda is going to be, because it says Satan cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's not going to change.
That's right.
So the world is getting ready for this thing. The world is getting ready. They're opening it back up. They're opening the world back up. They're telling the vax people, you are the salt of the earth. You can get back on the planes, like you said, Elder. You can fly around the world anywhere your heart desires. Anywhere your body can take you, you can go now. Get back to the concerts, ball games, the bars, the nightclubs. Do your thing. Live it up. Sin. Get to it. What you waiting for?
Well, you know these things. You can see.
It says they're going to be like Noah. They're going to be eating and drinking. Eating, drinking, giving in marriage. Marrying and giving in marriage. They're going to be living it up. They're going to be sleeping it up.
Yeah.
They're going to be carousing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good old party time for them.
Yeah.
But they're going to be in. They're going to be in for a rude awakening. Because the earth is going to follow, they're going to follow the dictates of these beings. These beings are going to come. Now they'll say that we sound like conspiracy theorists saying that. But the top guy was just saying this less than a year ago. Top guy in Israel. That's the country that the United States loves and bows down to. Take orders from. This is the top guy. Their space. Talk to Trump.
Yeah.
Trump was brief. Trump was on board. So now, you got to say all of these people that you guys admire are conspiracy theorists. Yeah, those kind of terms don't even affect us anyway, because we know you guys are the nutcase to let someone make up a phrase and demonize a phrase like that. And to make it be that whoever says something contrary to what you hear the mainstream media, that somehow they're nutcases and their words should just be thrown out. You guys accepted that lie. But you guys are the idiots. That word has no effect on those who walk in the room.
So, that's why
the
we got to
be on you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Elder.
I was just going to say that's why it's important for us to stay with the word of Yah, so that like what we're doing now, you know, looking at this and we can understand, we can see what is taking place and what is about to take place and what's going to. And so if we are aware of these things, it won't completely completely blow us up. We'll be able to, you know, stand even when all of these things start coming up on the earth. You see, we can stand.
Right. Matter of fact, you're talking about being in the Word. I'm going to take 2 minutes. I'm going to read two passages of Scripture because this is what's coming, and it's going to come real quick. And I'm going to go to back to the beginning, Genesis 6. Then I'm going to go to our Mashiach prophecy in Matthew 24. Okay, Genesis 6. I'm going to go to Genesis 6. I'm going to read this. Okay. Starting verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yahuwah saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. You have the celestial getting into forbidden unions with the terrestrial. The celestial from above getting into forbidden unions with the daughters of men, the terrestrial. It says, and Yahuwah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, here we get into this. There were giants in the earth. Giants, that's Nephilim. You just could go right to the Hebrew concordance and see that word. Why they put the word giants in, I don't know. Yeah, some were giants. Not all were giants. Okay? There were Nephilim. There were contaminated seed in the earth in those days. There were unlawful unions in the earth in those days. See? Unlawful sexual unions. And the result of those unlawful sexual unions were Nephilim. There were Nephilim in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of Yahuwah came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare offspring to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. That just means they weren't, all of them weren't a bunch of freaks with one tooth and one eye and, you know, standing 80 foot tall and, you know, like you see on the Jason and the Argonauts or something like that. A lot of these were men like your presidents and senators, men of renown, and they ruled the earth. They sat in the seats of power. Not, you know, get out of all the, you know, the Hollywood movies. It says, and Yah saw that the wickedness of man are these hybrid creatures, that's what most of them were, they had the hybrid bloodline, was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually. And it repented Yahuwah that he had made man upon the earth, and it grieved him. And that's when and Yahuwah said, I will destroy man of whom I have created from the face of the earth. And we know the story, what happened after that. The flood, and Noah and his family were saved. Let's contrast that real quick with Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Okay. Get way ahead. I think it's in the verse, in the 30, verses 30. Okay, here we go. Just read one verse ahead of it, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels, Malachim of heaven, but my Father only. Now, here we go, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How is that? For as in the days that were before the flood, that's Noah's time, they were eating and drinking, and that's what they're going to be doing now. They just opened the earth back up. The earth was on lockdown. First world countries, you know, they're supposed to be the ruling class of people at this time, the ruling country. They were on lockdown, see? And but now, look how long they were on lockdown for, till something was accomplished. What was accomplished for them to stop the lockdown? The vax, the juice. They put the juice in the people's vein. They've altered the DNA. So now they can open things back up. The world is open for business, ladies and gentlemen. The world is back. The planet Earth is back open, ladies and gentlemen. Step right on in. We're open for business. Come right on in.
look what they were doing. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking. They're going to be partying again, Elder. They're going to be hooking up, marrying, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. giving in marriage. They're just going through one relationship after another. They're just going through each other. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I know we're out of time, but you could see this setting up. Just like Yahusha said, the days of Noah are here once again. The people, the earth, is filled now with the Nephilim DNA. Uh-huh. It's filled with it. Operation, what they call this when they say they got to get this vaccine out quick. There was a name for it. They called it. Trump was still in office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was by a general, too, in Army fatigue.
Yeah.
Warp speed. Operation Warp
really.
Speed. And they did it at warp speed, too. I think Biden said over 200 million Americans. The numbers probably went up now. This is America alone. Israel is supposed to have even more percentage people. They have probably 90% or so. And so the Western countries, I'm telling you, they're full of this juice. It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to come to a head. Elder, I believe this year, I believe we're going to see it because we're in the days of Noah again. Whether the people who are listening to us can perceive it or not, we're in the days of Noah. We're living out Yahusha's prophecy right now, our Mashiach's prophecy that he prophesied in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
Mm-hmm.
We're living out verses 37, 38, and 39. We're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to repent. Those of you who still have breath and a heart to turn back to Yah, it's time to do it right now. Because narrow and straight is the gate, and not a lot of people are going to come in this way that leads to salvation. It says few there be that's going to be walking therein. But it says broad, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go therein. That's going to be the way of the world. Many, and across religious lines, all kind of lines, socioeconomic status, Christians going to be there, everybody's going to be there. You better walk that straight and narrow. Yes, you're going to be ostracized. You're not going to be able to get into the YMCA or the Gold's Gym or, you know, Lifetime Fitness, your favorite club, you know. But I'm telling you, that way leads to eternal life. Repent right now. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then I'll hear their prayer from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Time is running out. Hourglass is turned upside down, and it's almost out of sand. Repent now. Follow our Mashiach, Yahusha. Follow him to eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Going up,
all right. All right. Well, you know, we're at the end. And it's been great. It's been good. And I think we've learned a lot. I hope our listening audience have take heed to what they've heard tonight, okay? Because it's good information. Don't forget it. Keep listening and pray about it and study it more, okay? So that being said, we're going to go ahead and close it on out, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah, shalom, 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 family.
Shalom, family.
What's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Long time no see.
Yeah, man, what's been up with you?
Man, I just been trying to wake up my brother to this truth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're part of the Lost 12 Tribes of Israel.
What?
From the tribe of Judah.
Oh, imagine that.
Judah, the bow shooter, the iron rod ruler. All nations gonna bow down to of Jacob and the mighty men. Bring the forces of the Gentile riches in. Let the law go forth out Jerusalem. With the power of the Most High, take the land. 144,000, they all men. Ain't no turning back now, man, we going in.
I was born in the midst of a storm. I was formed to be a servant unto you, to bring Jacob home where he belongs. Back into the power of the truth. Jacob coming home.
Jacob coming home. Back where he belongs. Back into the power of the truth.
Jacob coming home.
Israel coming home. Back where they belong. Back into Zion.
I was blind, my physical eyes could see. I needed sight to see a spiritual mystery. My veils were heavy, religion had a hold on me. See, I've been through some hurt, but I'm still putting in work. Bring Jacob home.
Jacob's coming home, back where
Jacob
he belongs. Back into the power of the truth.
Bring Jacob home.
Israel coming home. Back where
Jacob
they belong.
Home.
Back into Zion.
I would bring them out from them out from them and gather them from the country and bring them into their own land and feed them on the mountains of Israel by the river and all the inhabitants of the country. Ezekiel 20:42. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for God which I lifted up my hand.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom,
family. Good night. Good
night. Shalom. Shalom.